Ahoy hoy, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of Talking Simpsons. I'm one of your hosts, Bob Mackey. I have no joke. Who is here with me today?
Hey, it's Henry Gilbert. Hi.
Henry, you could be your normal tone. It's fine.
Okay. Hi. Woo.
So this is a weird thing to do, but I felt like I really needed to do it. And in case you missed the news, a funny thing happened to me on the way back from the airport.
Yeah. Not that funny.
No. I'm trying to have a sense of humor about it because it is a very scary thing. It happened on Black Friday. After I got back from Vancouver, walking the short distance from the train station to my house, I was mugged by two guys and with guns. That's how they did it. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
If you want to mug a person.
That's a tip.
And it turns out, I was like, I thought I lived in a good neighborhood. I do. Mm. And it's actually easier to mug people in a good neighborhood because they're not expecting it.
That's so, a smart move.
I'm giving all these mugging tips to people out there. So if you want to mug people, I wouldn't do it, but there's some things you can do to make mugging easier.
Have a friend, go to a good neighborhood, in quotes, and have a gun with you.
Yes, exactly. So basically, because I had all my luggage with me, they took everything, my wallet, my phone, an entire roller suitcase full of luggage, and my backpack with like my laptop and all kinds of stuff in there that I need. And stuff that's just fun, but you know, I kind of miss it. So just in maybe 10 to 15 seconds, I had, I'd say close to 4,000, if not more. I didn't want to sit down and like with a calculator and be very depressed about all the stuff I lost. It's like, oh, that suitcase was $300. Oh, the backpack was $200. It's a lot. It's a lot. So I had a GoFundMe and it went really well. And I wanted to thank everybody as much as I can for donating to it. There were so many people opened their wallets, opened their hearts when it went live yesterday. And it was funded in an hour and people are still funding it. So I have to say, like, I appreciate it so much. I can't call anyone out specifically because you all are amazing and people have been giving so much that I am just like, I'm really taken aback by all the support. So I'm here to say thank you if you did support the GoFundMe, and if you couldn't because of whatever reasons, that's fine too. People are offering emotional support and I don't need to know that it's like, oh, I lost my job, I can't give you money. It's fine. I don't need to know that. You don't need to give me a reason. I just appreciate you being there for me.
Don't feel guilty if you can't. But
so yeah, so many people were there for me. And this is just me putting something out there because I want to reply to everybody. But there's too many people. There's too many people to reply to. So this is me trying to address everybody at once with a nice little thank you podcast about the GoFundMe and how excited I am and how happy I am and how it's going to really help me get back on track. Because I was just really worried that I was not going to be able to be podcasting for a while until I replace all of these things. And I feel like we're doing really well, Henry, but losing $4,000 all at once, having to replace all that stuff.
That's a lot. Yeah. That is a lot of equipment to replace and it is a lot.
But I have to say, I mean, in terms of calling people out in a positive way, I can talk to about Henry, who's been really great. Henry's been doing extra work. Please say hi to Henry on Twitter and thank him for me too, because Henry's picking up some work for me that I can't do right now. And I might not even feel like doing if I still had my MacBook. I'm not really in a podcast editing mood right now, but Henry's been picking up extra work. So he's been great. He let me stay at his place after it happened because I wasn't feeling super safe and I wanted to, you know, be with friends. So that was great. Nina Matsumoto, a friend of the show, she did art for the GoFundMe for free and she promoted it. And her being part of it was, I think, a major part of the reason why it was so successful. Just having like a nice image that sort of made the situation put a little silver lining on it.
It lightens it a bit. Yes. Seeing you with your bird son together in front of the Berkeley Tires place. It's such a cute image. Nina did a very good job on that.
She came up with a very rare reference that I definitely approved of, Brother from the Same Planet. And yeah, Nina, thank you so much. It means a lot that you drew that for the GoFundMe. And again, I think it helped a lot. Sorry, I think I interrupted you.
No. I was happy to help. Me and my husband were real happy to help you, Bob. We felt so bad because I had been, you know, we had just been in contact the last few days of your vacation, and I knew when you were coming back, and I think like we were even having just like a Twitter chat an hour before it happened, I think. And so it was just such a shock to hear it. Me and Darren were just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So,
something that I expected, you really don't ever expect. I mean, that sounds stupid, but it's just like it just happened and it was over, and it's just like, oh, I guess I was just robbed and I had to figure things out. Like, I thought I was just gonna go home, start editing podcasts. I was excited to I was sad because I was leaving my vacation spot, but also it's like, you know what? I'm going to just dig myself into work and, you know, have fun with all these new things we're doing. But that was interrupted, unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, on the plus side, you weren't physically hurt. That is a good
thing. I don't think I said that yet on this podcast. They didn't like touch me or hurt me. Even though they had a gun, they could have hit me or something, you know, or shoved me or something. Mm-hmm. There was no physical damage. and it could have been much, much worse.
You got to be thankful for the you got to be thankful for something. You got to find a silver lining that you can in situations like that. And God, it was so shocking. I was glad to me and Darren were happy to help. And it's been really nice. It's been very, you know, positive to see how many people shared your GoFundMe and all the people supporting you, and just how quickly it met the modest goal you had for it. And so,
yeah. I mean, on the same side, it is kind of unfortunate that is our only support system in America is the GoFundMe Corporation.
Oh, sure.
But I'm also very glad that it's there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm not sure what I would do. And again, I appreciate, you know, everyone giving to it. And also, so I mentioned Henry and Nina. Also, Jeremy helped a lot too. Jeremy helped me get a new phone. We paid for it with Retronauts money. I'll be paying him back for that. But he basically coordinated it to have a phone delivered to me, because it turns out, like, if you don't have a phone or a phone number or an ID, or like even a passport, it's really hard to coordinate, you know, buying something online or being allowed into places. Or, I mean, it's just like, there's a lot I have to think about. And it's Sunday today. I'm taking the rest of today off. And then Monday, it's going to be, okay, how do I get an ID? How do I get my passport? How do I, you know, I've been checking in on my credit cards. They haven't been used.
But that's good, at least.
Yeah, I need to order some stuff today before I want to cancel them. So I'm just doing that. And I'm going to figure out everything out Monday, because I've just been going nonstop since that Friday I got back, and I have not had time to just sit down and play a video game or anything like that and just unwind.
Dragon Quest would really help with that.
I think so, yeah.
No, I mean, you lost your Switch, among other things, too.
Yes.
Like, that really... I mean, I don't want to list all the stuff you lost.
Yeah,
it's just more of a bummer.
It's fine. And now it can all be replaced. And I set the goal as just sort of the minimum. Like, here's how I can replace the basics. And it went way above that. So I can basically just replace everything. I mean, if you just think about it and sit down, it's like I lost my clothes and my electric toothbrush. And just a lot of things you don't even think about what anyone would take from you are now gone. And I have to sit down and go on Amazon when I get home and just be like, okay, what is now missing from my life? That I need to get back now. Like, what like cords do I need? What, like, little tiny trinkets you never think would just be gone, and now you got to think about it.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I'm just now thinking, like, oh, does Bob still have that shirt of his that I thought was cool? I don't know. I don't want to name shirts and interrogate you on what shirts.
I have been thinking about all the shirts I lost, and it's like, you won't wear that shirt. It's like, you know, you could have held me at gunpoint, taken me to like a bench, and I could have done an inventory. Like, you don't want this. This will just weigh you down. It's a sweater.
Yeah, it's...
Turns out they want to get out of there pretty fast.
Yeah, they'll just throw away your clothes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're just giving more mugging tips. We need to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
The GoFundMe getting funded and getting shared by so many people, like, it was like a lot... It was like an online version of It's a Wonderful Life to see it all come together. I guess that's how it is for pretty much everybody with a GoFundMe that gets supported like that.
It really was. And unlike George Bailey, I did not have to jump off a bridge for it to happen.
No angel interceded and told you about it.
I didn't even get drunk.
Or yell at your children.
It's true.
You didn't do that either.
Louis was playing the piano when I came home.
Yeah, so that was really sweet to see, especially when you think of the, you know, the internet gets a bad rap as a place full of negativity and anger, and it is that, but it's not only that, and it's moments like this to see. I mean, it was great to see, too, all of the new folks that signed up on the Patreon, too, or up their Patreon pledge to help out, too. That was very nice. Thanks, everybody, for doing that, too.
That is true, yeah. People did sign up for the Patreon. I encourage them, like, if you don't want to give to GoFundMe, or if you just want to show your support another way and help Henry too, because again, Henry's putting on taking on a lot more work, give to the Patreon, and they did, so it's great. And it's like, we are negative about the internet, but it's because of the internet's goodwill that we can have this job.
Yeah,
so I feel like it's things like this that really reaffirm it's like we found the right people, the right audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really good about that in general.
This has been really life-affirming about the folks, our listeners, our subscriber, all the folks that support us. It really showed me what cool, good people they are who would come through for us, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't want to repeat myself too much, but again, I want to respond to everybody, but I can't, and I feel like if I tried, I would miss people, and I don't want them to feel slighted, so this is just my way of saying to everybody, who cared, who gave, who left a comment, who showed their support in any way. Thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it. I have been reading everything and I have been paying attention. I think I need to sort of go offline just to stop looking at Twitter and looking at the page and everything, because it's been, I just haven't had any time to turn my brain off, really. I think I kind of need that right now.
I've never thought, I hadn't even thought of that aspect of it. Of like, it's hard enough in general to stop looking at Twitter and like, when people are replying to you, and then think of how many replies you're getting from everybody when you share like a personal emergency like this, all nice and well-meaning and good replies, but it's just so much at once. It's like an information overload, but you don't want to miss any of it either.
Yeah. Like the second I posted that link on Twitter, I just felt like the dam burst. It was a good flood, but it was a flood nonetheless.
Love, yeah.
But I was, people were DMing me and saying, are you okay? And people were offering their help, but, It's a lot to keep up with in a way, so I'm glad I could just sort of I want to start fresh tomorrow and start figuring out some of the more annoying things, like getting a new ID and messing with my cards and all that really annoying stuff that comes with losing these very important items we carry around all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a bummer, but you're physically safe and the things can be, it just takes time to replace those things, but the things can be replaced.
Yeah. And also, there is that saying, if you listen to the What a Cartoon about the Max, I believe it was just like a liberal is a conservative who hasn't been mugged yet.
Yes. I actually was thinking of that line too, when I was coming to meet you that night. Yeah.
And I have not been made more conservative, so don't worry about that. I just was like, guns are even, I think guns are even worse now.
Yeah. You didn't come away from it thinking, if I had a gun, it's like, if you had a gun, that guy would have stolen your gun.
Yeah.
Because he would have been pointing a gun at you first.
Yeah.
Were you going to have a quick draw at him and shoot? Like, also, did you want to murder this person?
Exactly. Like the only better way, the only way that situation could have been better is if he didn't have a gun.
Yes.
And then I could have dropped one suitcase and ran away because he couldn't like throw a ninja star at me or whatever,
I don't know. The UCB predicted throwing stars would be very dangerous. All those throwing star sitcoms.
I'm waiting for that era to hit us because I can master the throwing star. But yeah, I have not been made more conservative. Don't worry. I am now even more anti-gun now that I've been in a very, I don't even know if I'm downplaying this, but I was like sort of the victim of gun crimes in a way. It was armed robbery.
It was armed robbery. A person pointed a gun at you and stole your stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And this is not the platform for that, but yeah, don't worry about me, guys. I'm still super lefty and I'm not turning into like the Death Wish guy.
Thank God. Unless that's your new secret identity.
I don't want to talk like Charles Bronson all the time. It's very tiring.
How did he do it?
I don't know. I think he hated those movies though, but... just to wrap up again, thank you so much, guys. And I think we're going to be fine in terms of getting our content out on time. I only missed one Retronauts because it was on that laptop that was stolen. And I have to wait to get another laptop delivered before I can start working on that. So I think that's the only real disruption in my podcasting life. And we're going to meet right after this to figure out how to get everything else ready on time. Luckily, we work ahead in case of emergencies. And I think we're going to be okay in terms of content for you guys. So nothing will be interrupted. And I think even if it was, you'd be fine with it because you guys are cool.
You've been so understanding so far. I think you would be still. So yeah. So I just want to say I'm very happy. This bad situation has at least turned out as good as it can for you. Mm-hmm. Bob and
thank
I,
you, Henry.
That really, it really sucked. I felt so bad after a vacation of all times too. It just sucks.
Yeah.
This has been at least a very a nice side effect of it was seeing the great outpouring of love for you, Bob.
Exactly.
From the internet.
Yeah. Totally agree with you, Henry. But yeah, thanks for listening, folks. And again, thanks again. If you showed any sort of support at all, I really appreciate it. And please look forward to more fun podcasts and I'll be in a much better mood then. And I'll see you in the future.